Exodus 17, verses 1 to 7. As we have seen, the Hebrews passing through this desert place, from the desert of sin, traveling, moving on towards Sinai, we see they come to the place where they lack water. And this brings on a burst, an outburst of quarreling and bitterness and acrid speaking against Moses, against God. They accuse Moses of trying to bring them into the wilderness, even to slaughter them, to put them to death through thirst. And Moses, in his desperation, has cried out to God, "What am I to do with these people? They're almost ready to stone me." Quarreling, testing, bitterness, ignorance, forgetfulness, not remembering God's mercies in the past. He has led them thus far, but in their troubles and trials, they cry out in hasty, rash, sinful rebellion against God, against Moses. It's a dreadful atmosphere in the camp. And we read this. "The Lord answered Moses, 'Walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink.' So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel." Exodus 17, verses 5 and 6. Here are the raging people, the Hebrews. Here is the bitterness, the turmoil, the torment raging amongst the Hebrews, between the Hebrews and Moses. And in all their sin, and in all their rebellion and forgetfulness, the Lord, in solemn, sweet sovereignty and solemnity, speaks. Serenity, peace. God knows his way. The Lord answered Moses. And it's simple, plain, direct. Walk on. Don't stand loafing about. Don't stand drifting. Don't stand wandering around, kicking the sand and kicking each other. Walk on. Walk on ahead of the people. Take some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff. And then God says this, "The staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Remember former mercies. Remember what I have done through this staff before." God picks on one thing here, the Nile. What did I do at the Nile? I turned it into blood by this staff. What did I do in Egypt with this staff? What did I do at the Red Sea with this staff? This staff has been so useful to you. Not there's anything in the staff, but it's me, and I'm still with you. And you have the staff in your hand, so take the staff and go. Your form, the former mercies, the former blessings, the former Ebenezers, the former providences the Lord has helped before. Can you not go by faith, Moses? Walk on by faith. Go. It's the old hymn again. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We see it here very clearly. And it's still true for us, believing friends, brother and sister. I have to go on remembering former mercies. Go on trusting the same God who has led hitherto. Walk on by faith. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. There's another great, massive comfort for us. The Lord has not forsaken the Hebrews. The Lord has not forsaken Moses. The Lord hasn't forsaken us. He's not left us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He stands with us in our trials. God is sovereign. There may be many explanations of why we reach difficulties, but the ultimate is that God is sovereign. And God stands with us in our extremity, in our needs, in our difficulties. God is standing with us, with you now, brother and sister, and with me. He's not forsaken us. He's not let us go. Strike the rock, says God to Moses, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. There's the command. He has to go on by faith and strike the rock. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. And of course, although he doesn't say it, clearly the water came out. Can I explain that? No. Can I give a scientific explanation of it? No. I don't want to. There's no need for it. God provided. God led. Moses obeyed and it happened. God showed his power. God showed his pity. The free, gracious mercy of God, the sovereign promise, the sovereign power of God. He makes streams in the desert, Isaiah 43 and verse 20. I notice that Moses has to strike the rock and not the people. The natural man might want to strike the people, but no, strike the rock and the water will come. Of course, God could have provided the water without striking the rock. Without using Moses, without any of this. But God has his sovereign purpose, and God has brought me through my present trials, brother and sister, and you, through yours, for a purpose. A gracious purpose, we may be sure of that. And the Lord stands with us, and we may say, the Lord will provide. And this reminds me, does it remind you, you perhaps don't know it, but it reminds me of a hymn by John Newton. He found in Scripture the promise that God will provide. We have it, for example, in Genesis 22 and verse 8, when Isaac asks his father, where is the sacrifice? The Lord will provide, my son. Well, we see it here at Horeb with the water. The Lord will provide. And he wrote this hymn on this theme. And let me read it to you. Though troubles assail, and dangers affright, though friends should all fail, and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the Scriptures assure us, the Lord will provide. When Satan appears to stop up our path, and fill us with fears, we triumph by faith. He cannot take from us, though oft he has tried, this heart-cheering promise. The Lord will provide. He tells us we're weak. Our hope is in vain. The good that we seek we ne'er shall obtain. But when such suggestions our spirits have plied, this answers all questions. The Lord will provide. No strength of our own, nor goodness we claim. Yet since we have known the Saviour's great name, in this our strong tower for safety we hide. The Lord is our power. The Lord will provide. When life sinks apace and death is in view, this word of his grace shall comfort us through. No fearing or doubting with Christ on our side, we hope to die shouting, the Lord will provide. It's a lovely hymn. It's easy to read. And now I go out into my day's work. I go into facing trials and difficulties, disappointments and setbacks, accusations or whatever. Whatever comes, may I remember this scripture. This is what Newton said. The scripture. I said the scriptures, but he had the singular scripture. The scripture assures us. The Lord will provide. We have this scripture. We have this promise. And the Bible, the scriptures, speak of it again and again. The Lord will provide. May God bless this thought to us. May we not have the bitterness and the acrimony of the Hebrews and the desperation of Moses. May we go obeying Jesus, trusting Jesus, trusting, knowing, proving, enjoying that God himself is with us, standing by the rock, and the Lord will provide.